Welcome to Circle of Hearts Radio. Journey with Grandmother Aliyah as she enters her magical world of relics, sacred sites, and ancient crystal skulls. Meet with exciting trailblazer authors and individuals shifting the consciousness of humanity. Send her your questions to be answered on air on her monthly segment, Ask the Oracle. And now your host, Grandmother Aliyah, in the sanctuary on the airwaves on Om Times Radio.
Welcome to Circle of Hearts Radio on Om Times. Yeah, today we have a really special show, and I'm going to really try to get to it quickly. The room is in the middle of the year, and I was looking on the internet, and there was a quote about this time being the great turning point. And it is, we've all gone through so much, and so much has been revealed, and there's so much emotion in the world, and people are becoming aware of actually reconnecting with our planet and seeing the problems and what can we do. But a lot of us feel like, all right, we have these feelings, but, what do we do about it? Do we sit here at our homes complaining, discussing the world issues? Do we twiddle our thumbs, waiting? The next two people I'm going to bring on, you're familiar with Jim Grey Wolf Petrosky because of the Standing Rock and the water movement and all the individuals he's, brought on. And now he's introduced me to Tony Craig. Did I get that last name right, Tony?
Tony Craigle.
Hey, good. All right. So what happens is now we have direction. And this happens when two normal, everyday people, very special souls in their heart, are following their passion and their calling to do something. They're not affiliated with any major businesses, corporations, groups, whatever. They decide we need to do something. So you have Jim and Tony. Now together they've joined, and they're bringing together even more people. So we have this huge, great movement and energy going on. So I'm very pleased to introduce, both of them. And I'm going to start with Tony.
Hiya.
Hi. You're from London. And how did you get this calling? I mean, did one day you just wake up and said, I'm tired of this nonsense. Somebody's got to do something. I mean, how did it hit you?
It's always been a nagging in the back of my head, and I didn't know what it was. I didn't know where to go with it. I think my turning point was when I went to Cuba and saw how the people live there. And I saw also how unfair things were, so I started to read their history. I think that was my turning point, really, to see more into things than I did before. I was quite shallow. But then I had an unfortunate breakup, and I ended up going for 2 months as a volunteer in the jungle in Ecuador. And that is where I learned to, when you have less, you appreciate so much more. And I could see the unity between all the people there as well. They all stuck together, especially when it was bad rain and trees had fallen over, damaged the huts. People would bundle together without asking for money or any kind of political interference kind of thing. They just got on with it. And that was my full turning point. And then that's where I started to create the group of the World Summit.
Now, how did you find Jim? Because the two of you are going to do major damage in this world. And I'm serious, in a very positive way. So how did you actually meet Jim?
I became aware of Standing Rock, and I was amazed on how the tribes all united all together as one. And I thought it was an absolutely beautiful moment. And for me, that fits so in with what I did with the World Summit, where I'm trying to unite groups, no matter who you are. together so we can actually start a line of communication. So in all my bravery, I asked Jim to join me at a meeting once, and that was our first ever World Summit meeting with a handful of individuals, one from the US. Jim is from the US. We had a Chinese girl, Stephanie, and we had two Dutch guys as well in that first meeting. And that's where we started talking. And things became very interesting. And then a couple of months back, Jim became a lot more involved within the World Summit because he sees that we have a lot of potential. Because what he or what they all did in Standing Rock, uniting the tribes, if they can do it, then surely we can do that as well.
Jim, you there?
I am.
Jim, hey, good to see
you.
How did you, I know you're more involved with, you got so many things going, I can't even keep up with you. But you have the water movement in the States, but what drew you to Tony and the World Summit?
Okay, so we've been doing these for several months now. I don't know how, 6 months or more. So I think most people know how I came into this program was around Standing Rock, and I've been working on the virtual end. I am not Native American by birth. I am adopted. So I'm a kind of a mongrel. And, you know, what the heck. I'm indigenous gypsy by birth and then adopted by a couple Native American people. And, you know, it's interesting, as I listened to Tony, and he talked about his trip to Cuba and then to Central America, I think I started realizing that we were not doing things in a good way. When I first started in Central America years ago, and working with my Mayan family there, that's one of my adoptive families, in Belize, for example, there's like 7 or 8 primary cultural groups. However, when you talk to almost anyone there, what you hear is, I am Belizean first, and then I am Mayan or Garifuna or whatever, British. And I remember being really taken aback because here in the States, we don't tend to do that. As a matter of fact, most places in the world, I don't think we tend to do that. So as Standing Rock grew more and more and we added more and more people, and then we morphed it into Water is Life, which is a means of unify, which is the big word now. Some of us have been saying it for a year or more, but now you're seeing it in a lot of other things. We've got to bring everyone together. And so when Tony proposed his thoughts, I was thrilled to join in an early meeting. However, I was still doing 7 days a week on the Standing Rock and Water is Life stuff. So I kind of faded for a little bit, and then I've come back in now because I just think if we don't unify now, then it's going to be too late. And I'm still seeing just way too much disharmony out there amongst those of us who are trying to do this. I see a lot of good coming out of it as well, but I still see too much finger-pointing and I'm going to lead this, you can't lead that, or you're this and you're not that, and that just has to go away. It has to be about one tribe, one people, one planet, and that's what Tony's talking about. You heard the makeup of our group now is quite interesting, with people scattered around the world. I think, as a matter of fact, I know we can be a catalyst for bringing people together in that way.
I think, you know, you're totally right. When I was talking to Tony before, you know, it's about communication. And, you know, we utilize what tools we have, and the internet's a great one. And from even my point of some of the things that I do, I'm seeing people, they're tired of all this nonsense. You know, I mean, we're not even talking political. You know, they're seeing all the damage to the land. They're seeing people fighting each other, and they're saying, you know, enough. How do we come together? You know, we all have the same core issues. You know, we need the planet. You know, we've really messed it up. And this is worldwide. This is not just the states messed it up. You know, the water issues, you know, and I think people are saying, what, on what level, as the individual, the normal everyday guy, what can we do? And that's why I said you and Tony, in conjunction with each other, bringing the scope of people together is going to be very important. Well,
if I think about it, you kind of bring another choice into the equation, because the choices you have now when you vote for a government is only what is written down on the paper and what you see on the television. So people don't have an outlet what they really want. So with the World Summit and being all together united, we can actually do something what the government has never been able to do. And that is to work towards a better future, a sustainable future.
Yeah, I think we're going to scare a lot of governments because they're always like this select group. But actually, the world population is far bigger than this select group. And it's time to all come together, because no matter where they are, as Jim has said, we're all human beings. We all have the same needs. We all have families. We need to keep this planet in one piece so that our families can, you know, continue with generations. So I think you guys are, you know, really doing something great. I mean, we're going to come up to a commercial, but, you know, we'll continue this vein. Because, Jim, after commercial, I want to know, have you been able to bring more people into Tony's group from your groups?
Yes. We have brought some in, and you know we're.
All right, we'll continue this after this break. I knew it was close.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Now, we started, Jim. Have people, you introducing this other organization, you know, making people aware, have you been seeing that people are willing to let's combine, you know, let's join as one unified group instead of doing our separate little acts? Or
yeah,
what is your take on that one?
Part of what I'm seeing, and then I'll flip this one to Tony from the new perspective, but part of what I'm seeing was people were very tired. You alluded to this, sister. Tired, disgusted, burned out. And so even in the virtual realm, we saw numbers in the group starting to decline. Over the last few weeks, we're seeing that trend begin to shift again, and new people are showing up. And that's, I really think that's what we need. There's a lot of battles going on around this planet right now. The interesting thing with the group that Tony has called together is our purpose is to pull all of those groups together. And so you asked me, did our people join what we're doing is World Summit. Yes, some of our people did. I am not pushing people to come in yet. We're offering it. I'm curious to what Tony thinks, because we are still creating what this is exactly, creating a vision and a mission, creating a way to go about this, looking for groups who might want to join us. And so we want people to be part of the creation process. And I admit, as much as anyone else, I get confused, and it's like, well, what exactly are we doing in this part of it? But, you know, that'll all evolve, and then the people will begin to show more and more, I think. What do you think, Tony?
It's down to patience sometimes, because the World Summit itself doesn't offer any solutions on how the future should be. We are the platform where the solutions and the problems can be solved. Oh, I've lost the track of thought now. I do apologize.
Oh, no. That's,
no apologies needed.
No.
Sorry, just repeat what you said again, Jim.
We are welcoming people in. We're not as much actively going out and soliciting people because we are still creating what the group is and how we'll function.
Yes.
Right now, we're looking at a vision and a mission. And so what do you think about that?
Yes, I went off track a bit on that one. Because when I started this group, I didn't know how deep this rabbit hole would be. So there is a lot of things that we are still working on, such as a website. We need to get a website up and running. We've got a few domain names, but we haven't got a website yet, which is quite important. So are we underprepared? Slightly. It's a very ambitious plan. But like Jim said, it will come together with the help of other groups and their representatives.
Actually, like you were saying, when you start something, and I'm sure Jim will agree, at some point you go, oh my God, what did I get myself into here? Because you have a vision. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Back in 2001, because of my own experiences and stuff, I had this vision. I've always been clairvoyant. And I had started a healing group, but it kind of goes further than that. It was called the Circle of Hearts. And that's why this radio station is, this show's named Circle of Hearts. I envision people holding hands across the world, and they would focus on something, you know, in a circle, which the circle is very complete. What's the indigenous thing, that in the circle all is respected? There's no one above you, below you, on the side of you, or in front of you. It's all one. And in this circle, the people were circling around the earth, actually, within the middle. They were focusing or manifesting, you know, positive intentions, you know, one at a time to elevate the earth. So I think we've all tapped into this, and we're actually at the point of, you know, bringing everybody together. Like I said, on some of the things I do on Saturday, from healing, humanity healing, I do a live feed. I talk, and these people all over the world, this is what they're saying. We're tired, you know, at the state of affairs, but they don't know what to do. You know, you tell them to open your heart, to reach out to people, you know, to find a sense of peace. But now is the point of, okay, we got to this point, and you need to be able to say, well, let's do something. You know, let's not just stand and, you know, hold hands with, you know, like, idly. We can actually do something. So groups like Tony and groups with Jim, they're all becoming part of this beautiful circle, and the earth is in the middle.
I
people are starting to focus. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I gave another analogy to that at one stage. I called it a house on fire. If there is a house on fire and there is no water nearby apart from a river and 100 buckets, you would take the bucket from your worst enemy to douse that fire and save the family within.
Yep.
So it is all about focusing on the common goal, regardless of our differences, because on the end of the day, we are only guests on this planet and we have to make the most of it. And the way we are behaving now are more like adolescents than grown-ups. And that needs to change. And for people to come together at the World Summit will be a major step forward. It gives people direction. We will have other groups as well where there will be links where they can find what suits them the most. So it's open to everyone. It's very unbiased and very non-judgmental. It's the house on fire where we all have to pitch in our bucket of water.
Yeah, that's very true. You guys are making it happen because maybe you're reluctant, but you're spokespeople. You know, it's like, it's not something when you were born, you go, oh, I'm going to do this. No, it is a calling of the heart, a calling to service. And like Tony said, when people are in trouble or the earth is in trouble, we do have that sense in our heart. You know, we don't care if you're a multimillionaire or we don't care if you're homeless. Let's all get that bucket and all together put out, you know, do the good deed. And I think people are ready for this.
I think they are.
They so are ready.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I think we're seeing a huge shift in human awareness. Not with everybody, but we always knew that. But with enough that it'll matter. I was on a call with Pachamama Alliance the other day. I do things with them as well. And someone said at one point, I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, there's all these important movements going on. The movements at Standing Rock and now all the other camps, the Water is Life movement, the women's movement, and he went on to list many, many of them, the immigrant movement, and so on and so forth. He said, but you know, each one of those, while incredibly important, and I mean no disrespect, is a snapshot. It's self-contained and self-feeding. What we need now is everybody to come together. And everybody has a trigger, I realized. We were doing a program here locally yesterday and talking about this. We have people who do not believe in climate change. However, they may sit there and say, but we are polluting the planet horribly. We're damaging the planet. Okay, let's not try to convince them of our stand on climate change, but let's work together on polluting the planet. And I really think that's what, and Tony may disagree, but in our World Summit movement, I do not see the small group of us right now who are trying to pull this together and offer it out there as the be-all and end-all leaders of this. I see us as people who have been called through Tony to come together with our expertise and create a format that we then offer and begins to shift and change based on the inputs we get from other people who are in a positive, light-filled space. To me, that's the critical part. Mm-hmm. We can't just invite everybody.
I agree with you, Jim.
Go.
I agree with you fully there because the group is self-sustaining. There are no leaders. We all are as much important as the other, and what you just said, I wholeheartedly agree with.
So actually the thing is, like you said, getting the website out there, and like I said, I've stopped by, you know, your page, and I see people offering to do translations, people offering to do this. It's a wonderful sharing that's going on, and I think it's going to, once people are aware of what is happening, they're going to say, well, let me investigate. And the idea of having a page of links to all the different groups, like Jim said, you know, every group has an agenda. But maybe it's time that we all start pouring in. The major agenda is let's help each other. And we can do this together. Maybe that should be the theme song. We could do this together.
Of course we can. We're all normal people. It's it is not us that drops bombs. the people that are being bombed would rather sit down with us and share a cup of tea, to be honest. They don't want all this. It's a handful of people that, yeah, well, they're doing it for their own benefits, and it's got to stop.
But the thing is, when you have, I call spokespersons or trailblazers, you and Jim, I don't perceive how, like the idea of, you know, we're leaders. To me, it's like, okay, we're the mouse. You know, here, we're telling you what the possibilities are. If you want to be part of it, we're making the communication aware. And that's really important because people are tired of leaders. At least I think so.
Yes. But it's also to do with changing the language, how people talk to each other.
Definitely.
People are way too quickly angry. And then they start ranting and raving, and there is so much wasted energy there. So that has to be on a positive note.
We'll continue this after break.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com. And change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies.
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Talk, we were bring out an important part, communication, changing the language. It's changing the emotional language. You know, in a lot of talks that I've had, you know, one thing I stress is stop reacting emotionally. Be responsible for what you put out there. And also realize that sometimes when people are reacting out of anger, it's because of their frustration. And they feel that they can't do anything, but they want to be heard. So if you align groups of people, and this is hard, and you all come to the point of realizing we're all frustrated, you know, reacting out is not getting us any place, but focusing on how we can do this. Let's all brainstorm together. Let's figure something out that collectively is going to work. And I really think this is what you two guys are doing. You're bringing this to the forefront. Any ideas on this, Tony or Jim?
Jim?
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. It's excuse me, little allergy problem. It's how do we bring it to the forefront and keep it all on an even keel so everyone is represented? And that's, to me, that's incredibly important. As all these movements are going ahead, all of them need to be all of the people working together in circle. And that's going to take some more effort in a lot of these parts. Some of the movements have been created by specific groups. Standing Rock, obviously, was created by our Native American brothers and sisters, incredibly, and a great legacy. But they don't have to lead all the rest of what comes out of that. Let lead whoever is there and available. Let's use the indigenous knowledge, which is so, so critical. But even some of my Native friends are saying to me, hey, why does it always have to be one of our people leading something that may not make sense? So they're right. The women's movement, by its name alone, obviously, mostly begun by women. But do all parts of the women's movement have to be led by women? Maybe there's another group that has a better handle on what needs to be done in a certain aspect. Let's take advantage of that. Again, as with the first movement, let's make sure we stated the principles that the women created. But it doesn't have to just be one. There's tons of prophecies about the four colors coming together right now. And that's what I think we need to see. And I think that's what Tony has in mind. I think that's why a lot of us were attracted. That's why so many people are going to show up and be part of this as we move ahead. Because I don't think we care what color you are, what race you are, what culture you are. None of that matters. What matters is that you're in the right spirit and you're not trying to be the leader. As soon as we do that, we become part of the problem and not part of the solution. That is the problem with the governments and the people leading us now. A small group think they want to talk for the entire population and the planet. We don't want to do that. We want to be inclusive. Okay, sorry, I'm preaching to the choir, but talking sticks in the middle.
No, no. No, I totally agree. Go ahead, Tony.
Now, I sit here nodding in agreement, but nobody can see me. but it's so true what Jim says. We are going to all come together. We're going to bypass the whole governmental system, and we're going to make them obsolete because we can do it by ourselves. And I have no fear in that. And I think people need to see that we don't have to follow the leaders that we were forced to choose. Well, one of the two evils, I suppose. So why not make our own decisions? We are old enough now and wise enough to do that. We have the support system there. We have the scientists. We have the spiritualists. We've got them all, and we can do this.
And I think also we have to take in fact the new children coming in. I mean, I'm seeing teenagers from all over the world coming in with these beautiful, fantastic ideas of how to clean up the earth. We have to give them support because they're going to be the future, and we can't go and bypass them. And we can't, you know, we can set up the foundation of everybody coming together, but
everyone is included, and the World Summit offers that platform where you can find other groups and learn from them, also learn from the wise decisions, but also from their mistakes. And that's where everybody will fit in, young and old, no matter what religion, color, it doesn't matter.
I agree. I think the whole thing, you got a lot of work ahead of you, even just setting up the foundation and how to, you know, break things apart. You know, so people, like you said, can focus. If they're interested in economics, you know, brilliant people in the workforces, you know, get their ideas out there. Or in the science, get the ideas out there. Like I said, it's all about balance. Even the women, I mean, of course I'm a woman, but the thing is, some of them are going to extremes, you know, whether they have felt pushed down all the years, and now that they're getting noticed, it's like, okay, we're going to do this. But they're doing the same thing that they haven't been happy about before. So, you know, balance, you know, work together, the male, the female, equally. Let's forget this. Who's more important, or you did this, or forget the past. Let's work in the now.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and yes.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly right.
I might get, you know, kicked out of the woman's, you know, the woman's race here, but I mean, I seriously believe there's so much good, but some that are the most vocal are the most angry, and all they're doing is repeating past mistakes. It's like, get over yourself.
Yeah. Are you right?
I'll take the I'm going to definitely be kicked out of the woman's rights.
And it's usually just a very small number. You know, I was talking to a woman the other day. So I've traveled around for 35 years, learning from a lot of different cultures. Native American, Mayan, Aborigine, Garifuna, which is African, Celtic, and others. And so I've been taught a lot of things, and I've been asked to share that as I go. Well, I get people mad at me if I share something I learned from an African person or a Native person or a Mayan person. Well, that's ridiculous. That's why we've been taught, so we can share. That doesn't mean we don't honor and respect everyone's customs. We do. But what I'm seeing in some of these groups, it's a small minority that are doing what you speak about. But unfortunately, they can really shake things up. This woman who contacted me is an incredible woman. She's been working on spiritual matters and with Native American groups and tribes for 30, 40 years or more. She drums with them long before women were considered to be able to drum. I mean, you know, at that level, there were constrictions against it. And she put something up about this online and had like 300 likes and thank you and positive comments and three or four finger pointers. Oh, you're a woman. You shouldn't be drumming. You're not paying attention to the blah, blah, blah. So she deleted the post. Now, think about
that. That's sad.
That is very, very sad. I understand it. Who wants to be attacked? However, look at what we lose just because a few can't let go of the past. And that doesn't mean forget the past. All of our people have been persecuted at some time. Everybody's people, I don't care who you are. And all of us have been persecutors at some time. We have to let that go if we're going to come together now and let this thing flow as the movement that Tony foresees.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly how I see it as well. It will flow. It will all get together.
And it's, like you said, the finger pointers are hard. It's like when all of a sudden you're talking in front of people. I mean, I find this myself, you know, I'll do a live feed and I'm looking at all these people, the thing. And you get so many that are so supportive. Not the ideas, it's the energy, the feeling, hey, I'm tired, let's, you know, do something. And then you'll get a few. They just want to rattle the cage, and then it brings into the group, well, don't say that. You know, what do you, it's the rattle. And the thing is, when I see it, in the beginning, I'm going, oh, you know, why even bother? Just like your friend. And, but then I, you know, pretty much had to just say, okay, you know, let's forget my own emotional reaction and let's continue. And getting more people like your friend out there, it was her own emotional reaction that maybe she didn't even realize she had, you know, of a sense of, I don't want to be attacked. You know, somewhere in my other lineage, I might be attacked. You know, this was brought up, that pattern again. But we need to support each other and support the people who are willing to speak out in a positive vein. That's my two cents. I'll be quiet, guys.
Well, everybody is equal, and if somebody has broken a century-old tradition and created something beautiful, then you should appreciate that. You should not point fingers.
But then is the people that are pointing fingers, maybe they're scared in a way. They want to be heard, and the only way they're going to be heard is to take the, I'm going to rattle the cage point.
those people, their egos are 9 times out of 10 too big. And this is the whole thing as well with all the groups. People have to drop their egos and like I said before, drop your differences, put them aside and focus on the real issue. And let's bring that together. But if you bring your ego in, then you're going to have a lot of finger pointing because they point out mistakes. They don't come with solutions, and that's what we want. We want solutions.
So maybe that's going to be a major intent or focus of your group of, here's the problem, how do we solve it collectively? Or brainstorm and say, here's the problem, let's focus on that. You know, let's focus collectively as a mass people, not as Joe Schmo or whatever, you know?
That will be the actual World Summit event where all the problems will be presented and see if we can solve them ourselves, which I'm sure that we can, as long as we have the experts there that have no any kind of financial gain with it, because then it wouldn't work, you see, because then we stay in this capitalist situation. And that cannot happen. It needs to be, in my eyes, phased out. So you have to work on a kind of a gift-based culture where people volunteer their services. And I'm sure with everybody coming together, there is always one or two that have the qualifications to bring problems forward and also work out solutions together with others. Does that make sense?
Oh, definitely. We'll continue on this.
Okay.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hey, this is Reva McIntyre, and I wanted to talk to you about a serious problem right here in our own backyard. Did you know that there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger in America? That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks collects surplus food, engaging their communities in solving hunger and giving hope to hungry kids and their families. But they need your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Well, as always, the show goes quickly. Before I have Jim and Tony give you where they can be contacted and, you know, how you can get involved in this, I just want to put my own 2 cents in, and then I'm going to be quiet. But there's people that really, really are in service of the world and the planet and humanity. And I've always been very grateful to Om Times Media and to, you know, the radio and the magazine they have and the articles they put out there. And then they also are creators of a huge network of information called Healing or Humanity Healing. I always get that backwards. But Humanity Healing, because it really is. Humanity is healing.
Yeah.
And people can get involved in these things. And this is so important, because this is really indirectly all of us coming together, getting that communication out there and feeling it and saying, okay, I want to do something, and not feeling alone. I had said this to Tony when I was on Skype with him. I was drawn to just copy a few of the lyrics from Michael Jackson, We Are the World. There's a time when we hear the certain calls, because the world, it seems, it's the right this time. Cause, of course, I'm just reading this in the dark here. Cause there's a chance for taking in, needing our own lives. It seems we need nothing at all. I used to feel I could give away my heart, and it shows that the fear of needing them. Then I read the headlines, and it says we're dying here. And it shows that we must heed the call instead. We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving. There's a chance we're taking. We are taking our own lives. It's true, we will make a brighter day, just you and me. This is the start, the turning point. This is what we've all been waiting for. Now let's do something. You know, we've all come together, and this is why Tony and Jim, having them on here and saying, this is what we're doing. Now, if this appeals to you, get involved. Don't sit in your little spaces saying, I can't do anything. Even Michael Jackson's song, it says you have to heed the call. You have to take that power within yourself. You can make that change. You have Gandhi. Be the change you want to see in the world. It's time. Now, that was my 2 cents. Okay, Tony, how can they find you in the World Summit? I mean, Facebook has a lot of crazy parts to it, but it does bring us together.
Yes, we are on Facebook at the moment, called just World Summit. People can go over there and have a look on Facebook. They can join the group. On there, we pinned a post. It's called The Invitation, and it's the invitation to a world summit for everyone, for the people, by the people, and of all the people. Please have a look over there. It's great. We're still developing, but everything goes well. If it grows slowly, it tastes a lot better. Let's put it that way. That's all I can say about it, really. It's bringing people together who are fed up with the current system, and that we are looking forward to create a better, sustainable world than what we have now.
And it's everybody that's listening out there. If you really want to walk your walk, if you can go and say all these things and put your ideas out there, let's be useful. Let's really come together in a positive way. And here's one way of doing it. Now, Jim, you have like a million things going.
I like to juggle balls. But no, as we're doing this, I've now had 3 comments from people. I said I would leave my message thing up in case they wanted to. I've had 3 comments about people wanting me to talk about the circles and how they connect, because they know I do that a lot. And so I'll do that briefly. I came into this because of Sanctuaries of the Earth Mother, a nonprofit my wife and I run with some other folks. That's now taking prominence for us again because their function will be to create places on the planet where people can come together, much like the camps are out there now for Water is Life, but larger, and learn from each other and learn the ways and then go out and share. So from that, I got into Standing Rock and helping in the virtual end, and then Water is Life and all the camps that are flowing. Right now, we've got interesting connections happening. As we're doing this show, I noticed that Babs and Nigel Hewitt Beach joined us all in Tony's group, World Summit. And they are musicians from Great Britain, who I connected up with some beautiful people at Camp Red Power in Minnesota the other day. So what's going on there is they're creating an album. Half the proceeds go to legal defense funds through Camp Red Power. However, those people, if they're needed in other camps, they will shift it there. So they're kind of already doing what we're talking about, people helping people to see what comes next. And so I think as we go along, we have to keep remembering, let all of the circles unite. All the circles have to be one circle. A circle does not have a leader. A circle has leaders, and that's every one of us. And so at any moment, if Tony's the one that has the most important knowledge and information, he stands up, he takes the middle of the circle. When he's done, he sits down. And maybe our musician friends stand up and take the center. Or maybe somebody in one of the camps stands up and takes the center. Each sharing what we know as we go. And then what will happen is exactly what Tony said. When we come together and we sit together, some of us will be there physically, some will probably be there virtually. We can talk as one circle, as one people, because we've got to remember we only have one mother. We don't all have separate mothers. We have one mother. And then we have a birth mother who we all honor and respect. But the earth is our mother. And if we lose her, we lose all of us. And so, yes, circles are critical. Remembering we're one people, which is how we work in circle, is critical. And that way, I think we'll move ahead. And I just think the World Summit is so timely and so necessary right now that obviously I'm putting my time in, Tony's putting his time in, other people are. So jump on that, jump on the other websites. You can see this Tribal Homecoming CD on all the websites. Oh, boy. Our websites, StandingRockProtectors/PipelineProtesters. That's the big group, about 137,000 people. The Water is Life groups. Each of the movements has their own group. So do that, but also get out and do things, as we've been saying. Do things in your local community. Get to all those people who are not on social media and get them involved if they're willing. And that way we move ahead.
As Tony and both Jim said, communication in a positive vein. And like you said, the earth is our mother. And we all are. I've always said we all are one heart. No matter who you are in the world, whether you're multi-rich or you don't have anything, we all have that physical heart. And we all are one spirit. So this is a turning point. Get involved. And let's do it, right? If we don't do this, then don't complain about something unless you're willing to put the time in to do something. I mean, that's point blank how I feel. Of course, that doesn't win me any pats on the back. But to me, that's the truth. And you got Tony's World Summit. You got Jim Petrovsky. Search out all these different things and see what fits for you. And Tony, if you start getting all those different groups listed, I'm sure somebody will find something for themselves to say, okay, I'm ready to put my energy into it. And it's a gift sharing.
Voice. Yes. Everybody gives their time and knowledge, and that's how we pass it around. That's how we work together. And then eventually you will end up with your own tribe, I suppose, but all under the umbrella of one great big tribe that has all the same focus. How can we live together? How can we protect our resources? How can we create a sustainable planet? How can we live in a happy equilibrium with nature? It's all important questions that need answering.
Yeah, and like you said, we're at the turning point here. We consciously can all together manifest a beautiful world. So just don't sit back and say, well, I'm going to let somebody else do it. Because you may not like what they do. You know? We all need to do this together. And I'm really thrilled to have you both on. You know, it was a good talk, and like I said, let's do this. And Tony, I'll be a little bit more gang involved with your group and see how we can all share and bring things together for everybody.
I'm looking forward to it, and thank you for having us.
Oh, I think it was by divine design, really. And thanks, Jim, for, you know, introducing us to Tony and what he's doing, because it's all, like you said, it's all the circles interlinking together. And this is one of the keys. You have one of the keys. We all have our own little part to offer, and it's about time we start doing something. And like I said, we have the OM, we got humanity healing, got a lot of people out there now. Everybody, let's get with it. Right? So on Mother's Day, Mother Earth is saying, I need you. Let's help each other. So I really appreciate you guys. And, you know, for Tony, I know I am thankful Skype didn't drop us. So thank you both. And I'll be sharing the podcast with you both on Monday. And let's continue this work, okay, in ways we can. Till next week.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a good one. And to everybody out there, make the decision to become involved in this planet. Your survival is dependent on it. Also, with your children. So, we end up.